Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord.
It's
God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby.
Listen.
Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah, I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah,
it's in my
heart. Got it down in my. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Harvest.
Harvest.
It's in my heart.
I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, cause it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a
minute? Well, I'm at with it. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Good evening, everyone. We just want to give an honor to God for this evening. It is June the 7th, 2015. I am Prophet Gabrielle, glory be to God, with our other host, Pastor Mary Pearsall. We are Eagles Wings Ministries International, a church with and without walls. We want to welcome you to our Blog Talk radio station with our leader, Apostle Marcus Dupree, and his wife, Prophet Selena Dupree. And we just give an honor to God who is ahead of our life. We thank God for our leaders, and we thank God for everyone that is on the line. Glory be to God. This evening, we want to welcome you. I will be the one of the hosts and the leaders into it as well. Glory be to God. We want to welcome you to flow with us. We're going to encourage you concerning faith. We're going to encourage you concerning faith. Glory be to God, and we thank God for this evening again. I am Prophet Gabrielle with Pastor Mary Pearsall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to go right on in with encouragement, with faith, and with violence and urgency, for the Word of God said, the violence take it by force. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together on this line. We thank you for being here with us, Lord. We thank you that your presence is here. We thank you, Father God, for using us, anointing us, appointing us for such a time as this. We thank you for the vessels that are here, for those that are to come onto the line. And, Lord, we decrease and ask that you would increase, and we bind up any tactics, Lord, of the enemy as we're flowing in the Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, reveal to us the revelation. We lose clarity, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge on the line, Lord, as we flow in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, it is so, and we seal it with faith. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Glory be to God. So, again, if you have any questions, glory be to God, or anything to say, just press the 1 button and we will respond to you, amen, immediately. And again, the number is 347-945-5416. Again, the number is 347-945-5416. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This evening, again, I'm Prophet Gabrielle. I'm going to start off talking about faith. I'm going to give you the definition of faith. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete or confidence in someone or something. The second definition for faith is strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Glory be to God. Let's go back to the first definition. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. That means we cannot be half-heartedly trusting in God. We're talking about God. We're not dealing with trust in something or someone. We are talking about God because we are kingdom-minded and we are in relationship with God. Complete trust in God or confidence in God. Glory be to God. Meaning we cannot tell God one thing, but in our heart we have set up a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, and whatever other plan you can think of within our own limits and power, because we have to come to the understanding that God is plan A through Z and even more than that. He's the eternal plan. He is the everlasting plan. So when we are in relationship with God, God is the plan. Glory be to God. So, and number two, strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Glory be to God. You have to have strong belief in God. You cannot have strong belief in little God, lowercase g. God has to be where your strong belief is concerning your faith. Glory be to God, capital G, because he is the only God. And as a matter of fact, glory be to God, that's what God anticipates concerning us, is our faith. So our faith has to only be in God, the capital G. Our faith cannot be in the IRS. Our faith and our strong belief cannot be in our exes or our spouses or our children or our grandparents or our business colleagues or our friends, you know. Or our strong belief cannot be in things. It cannot be in the tree. It cannot be in the universe. It cannot be in the TV. Our strong belief has to be in God, capital G. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm first going to take you on through and break down Romans 10, verse 17. Romans 10 and 17. I'm reading from King James Version. Amen. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. the only way for a person to have faith is to hear. And see, the reason why faith is looking for hearing ears is because a lot of times in our lives, especially as adults, we have so many other things that are distracting us from children, bills, coworkers at work, people we're allowing to be our enemies and affect us and taking it personally, family members, spouses, exes, people we've gotten into arguments with, that it's going to take someone to come into our presence that is anointed by God, that is appointed by God to speak on faith, glory be to God, to speak on faith so that whatever faith we allow to become stolen by the enemy or killed or destroyed by Satan, the coward, God will send someone, glory be to God, like he's sending us on this line right now, to stand there and speak faith to you again so that by you hearing faith and by you getting the understanding of faith, glory be to God, you will receive it and it will be resurrected in you with the power of God. So then faith by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So the word of God, hallelujah, once you get your faith, the way you hear it is by the word of God because faith is created by God, capital G, not lowercase g. So in order for you to have that faith and receive it, it comes by you hearing the word of God as me as well as first partaker. Glory be to God. And did you know things are twofold? You can also begin to have faith in stress, begin to have faith in disappointments and letdowns. How so can this be? Is when things happen in life unexpectedly, things that you never thought you would go through, or people might do things to you that you didn't expect them to do because guess what? You love them, and they were able to touch your heart, so that's why it's affecting you. But thank God for resilience. If you do not understand what resilience is, it's something that covers your heart. It shields your heart and mind so that when people we love offend us or do things to try to hurt us, not on purpose, not intentionally, but because of whatever their own personal issues are going on, they're hurting, so hurt people hurt others. It's not intentional or on purpose towards you. But resilience will cover your mind and heart and shield it, glory be to God, with the word of God. So glory be to God, in order for us to hear faith and receive it, we have to not have faith in stress. You cannot allow yourself to become having faith and believing in what the IRS says or believing what the news says or believing what you hear on the street, believing what you heard in school. None of these things we should not be allowing to move us or cause our faith to be stolen from us or robbed from us because we chose to have an exchange for our faith for stress, anxieties, panic attacks, nervousness. We cannot do these things. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Mary or Prophet Shauna, hallelujah, you're at liberty. If you have something you want to add to this, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith. Faith is something that, you know, we have to live out. You know, we have to walk out our faith. We have to trust that God will do what he says that he will do by faith. And what I'm finding more is that as we continue to walk out our faith, that's trusting and believing God, and that's through the word. When you read the word, it's implanted in your heart the more to where you can step out and walk in and believe it, knowing that we walk by faith and not by sight. That even though we can't go by what we see, we got to go by what the word of God says. And the Bible speaks about it's impossible to please God without faith. So we have to have faith, depend on other people to build us up in our faith. We can't depend on the school system or the economic system to build us up to believe that something is going to happen. We have to believe God. We have to believe his word, and that's by faith. And so every day is a faith walk. Every day we get up and we believe in God. We believe in that he's going to watch over. We believe he's going to take care of our needs. And I thank God for that we walk in by faith. I thank God that we're believing in the word of God. And that's why we have to have the word in us. That's why we have to be endowed in the word. Because that's what we have. That's what we're living out. We're living out this word by faith, trusting God that he will perform his word in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Faith. We have to
live each day in faith. We have to put all our trust in God in faith. We can get very confused by hearing people that you know of God tell you things that upsets you, but you still have to hold on to your faith in God. And that's where a personal relationship comes with having a personal relationship with God, being able to talk to God, regardless of the time of the day or the night, to being able to talk to him, to get our own personal satisfaction with from God, because we know that the word that comes from God is always the truth, to God be the glory. So I encourage everyone that when you're in a situation like this, to go to God, because he's the only one that you're gonna that you know the truth is gonna come through, and that's how, as we keep going through these trials and tribulations, that's how our faith keep us stronger. After we go through them, stronger and stronger in God, it gets more more. We get more courage in the God. We get more faith in him because we know who God is. But we have to walk that walk. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful, powerful. I'm going to rebound off of Prophet Shauna first. Amen. As she said, what stuck out to me in my spirit, people of God, is walk by faith. Glory be to God. So many times as adults, because we have so much entangled and so many strongholds and whatever else it is, generational curses in us or that's attached and have us bound, that it's a challenge to walk by faith and not by sight. But if you don't walk by faith, you're going to walk by destruction. You will walk by depression. You will walk by suicide. You will walk by oppression. You will walk by suppression. You will walk by anxiety. You will walk by torment and self-infliction. These are just a few things to name of the many or zillion things that are opposite if you don't walk by faith. Glory be to God. So we encourage you all, walk by faith so that you will not have to walk by these other things. You won't have to walk by sickness. You will not have to walk by infirmities or diseases or illnesses, and you won't have to walk by aneurysms or whatever it is that's going on. Glory be to God. We encourage you, walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And to rebound off of Pastor Mary, when she said trials and tribulations, they come to make you stronger in your faith, because how can your faith grow and come off the crutch or come off the wheelchair if you're not going through anything? Glory be to God. Yeah. You have to have something to believe in. Amen. You have to have something that challenges your even childlike faith, because it's not about how much faith you have. It's do you just believe? Glory be to God. So you can't be intimidated by others' faith. Long as you got faith, long as you have faith, that's what God is looking for. So you have to have, in order for your faith to be builded, glory be to God, some things have to happen in our lives, even unexpectedly, so that we can believe God for that level. We can believe God to go from the level to take us into that next dimension, or we can believe God to take us from the dimension into that realm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you cannot stay in one place with faith. Your faith has to grow, because mountains don't stay the same size. Mountains inflate and they deflate. They erupt and they explode. So your mountain doesn't stay the same size. So as your mountain in life grows, your faith has to grow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, amen, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Who is him? God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, he rewards those. He didn't say, I reward the seasonal seekers, meaning you treating God like he a retail store, like he's a department store. You coming to him during this season because you know the discount is different this season, or you might get 60% off. See, you can't do God like that. He said, I reward those who diligently seek me, meaning don't come to me and try to treat me like I'm just somebody on the corner. Don't come to me and treat me like I'm just a nobody. I'm God, capital G. Don't come to me when you want something from me only. Excuse me. I'm looking for those who I want to. I'm going to reward those who diligently seek me. Meaning, you're coming to me in season, out of season, trials, tribulations, attacks, warfare, blessings, miracles, favor, whatever it is. Open doors, access granted. Shut doors, no grantation. You're coming to me diligently. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please me. It's impossible to please God without faith. If you're coming to him and you still having issues or it's a challenge for you with unbelief, We encourage you. Do like Peter did. He said, Lord, he was real with God, and he kept it gangster, as they said. And he said, Lord, help my unbelief, because he was struggling in that area, and he really wanted to believe God completely as the word says. So we encourage you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But guess what? On the other side of that fence, people of God, with stress, it's possible to fail and be in a setback. With discouragement, or with depression, or with suicide, with doubt, it's possible to keep failing in life and things, you know, glory be to God, or with concerns and worries and fears. My goodness, it is possible for you to miss it and have to get back in line again, and you don't know when that season is going to come around again. My goodness,
amen.
Glory be to God. So without faith, it is impossible to please God, because, see, God is a God of possibilities. That's why he anticipates faith. He's looking for people who would just believe in him. Stop believing in manly things. Stop believing in what your flesh can produce, because the flesh is selfish. The
Amen.
Flesh wants what it wants when it wants it. The flesh doesn't even care about you. The flesh doesn't even like your spirit man. Glory be to God. The flesh is trying to be the dominant ruler. The flesh wants you to go by what you see in the natural and not by what you don't see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God said he rewards those that diligently seek him. So we encourage you, people of God, when you come to God, first think on it. Be real with yourself. If you're struggling in some areas with your faith, say, Lord, help me. And begin to practice with your faith. Glory be to God. If you have to look at your car and prophesy to your car that you're going to continue to run under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and you're going to line up, bring it into alignment with the word of God, practice with a car. Or if you want to practice with the refrigerator, you're going to hold all this food, nothing is going to spoil, no mildew, no nothing. Whatever it takes to start off with your baby faith, long as you got faith, and practice it so that your faith can grow from faith to faith. Glory be to God, because, again, people of God, it's not about the amount you have. It's just, do you believe God? Capital G.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 21:22 says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, when you're communicating with God, believing, ye shall receive. See, that believing, it had a comma right there. Because a lot of times, the majority of us, if we be honest with ourselves, when we're asking God things, we're asking him haphazardly. We're not even thinking. We're just like a chicken with our head cut off. We just come to him saying, well, I'm going to ask you, but I don't believe you. See, his words say, your lips say one thing, but your hearts are far from me. See, your mouth and your mind can't speak faith, but in your heart is speaking stress, doubt, unbelief. I don't believe God. I got to see it. He got to prove it to me, like we the Missouri State. It don't go that way. Your heart and mind has to be in alignment. When we ask God for something, before you come to him, check your faith. Glory be to God. Where can your faith wrap around? What are you believing God for? And then if you desire more faith, people of God, find things and people to practice on to grow your faith daily from faith to faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So that when you come to God, God will be pleased with it. He will be excited to see you. As a matter of fact, he will be expecting you. He will be awaiting you, because he sees that you're coming to him with what your faith can wrap around, and you're practicing it, and you're applying yourself with believing God before you come to him in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prophet Shana, and glory be to God. You have anything to say? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Just to elaborate a little bit on what you were saying, a lot of times we go before God and we pray and we ask for things that really in our heart we don't believe. The Bible says we have not because we ask not, and we act in unbelief. We don't really believe that it's going to happen. So that's why a lot of times we don't see things happening that we so say we pray for. Because when you pray, when you got on your knees, you didn't really believe that God would really do it. And so we got to be very careful about when we ask for something. We want to see the manifestation, the glory of God and the favor and all these things. We must do it in faith. We must believe. Even, Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going to see it, because if we see it, then it's not really faith. So we have to believe God. We have to believe him that he has our best interest at heart, that he wants the best for us. All good gifts come from him. And so we have to know that when we ask, we need to stand in expectation that God is going to do it. If it's in his will for us, it's going to happen. But a lot of times we miss the mark. A lot of times we don't really believe it, and that's why it doesn't happen the way we expect it to happen, if it happens at all. And I was looking in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, and prior to that, it's about Jesus cursing the fig tree, and Peter, it comes to his remembrance as they were passing by the fig tree that God had cursed it, Jesus had cursed it before, and in verse 22, Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. You know, don't put your faith in man. Don't put your faith in your economy, your finances, your education. Have faith in God. Just believe in him. And it goes to talk about the mountain, you know, the mountain being, you know, speak to the mountain, and it shall be removed. And, you know, and so, and it'll be cast into the sea. So you only can do things like that by faith. You know, you can't speak to the mountain and expect it to be removed, whatever that mountain is in your life, and you expect it and you don't really believe it. So you have to have faith. You have to operate in your authority, and you have to trust God that, and he's going to perform it. You know, God operates on his word. You know, he will operate and move on what he says. Nothing else is going to, you know, get God to do anything outside of his word other than his word. And so when you operate in his word by faith, you can move mountains. You can move anything out of your situation or bring things in that you want to happen. So I thank God that every day we should ask God to help us to increase our faith, help us to believe the impossible, help us to believe those things that people say that can't happen or can't. But God specializes in proving people wrong, you know, that what they can't do. When people say you can't do something or can't happen, that's where your faith even some more should kick in and say, you know what, I serve a God that said it can happen. I serve a God that says he would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think or act or, you know, imagine. So I thank God that, you know, we are believers of the word, and that we move. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. You know, they have to go hand in hand. God really move in our lives, and trust and believe God. Believe him above anything else, anybody else, any situation, circumstances, anything that the doctor says. If God says it, it's so. And we need to move and operate in our faith so that we can see the manifestation of God in our life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God,
Mary. Amen.
Be the glory. I go by to four. By Second Timothy, the fourth chapter and the seventh verse, and it says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." To God be the glory. Sometimes, to God be the glory. I'll use for an example the times when, like when my son, when he went to Iraq and when he went to Afghanistan, and God said, "You will see him again." I kept that faith. I, regardless of whatever I knew was going on in that country at that particular time, and how many people were getting killed, and how many of them were coming back with half arms and half legs, but the Lord said, "I will see my son again," and he would, the same way that he left. So that means that nothing was going to happen to him. And to God be the glory. And I also used to pray for his unit as well. And I kept, when they came back to the United States, and, you know, they was all healthy and everything like that, because I kept my faith. God said I would see him again. And I kept believing in his word. But
Amen.
When I say believe in his word, all things, God's word don't go back to him void. You have to keep repeating that to yourself, keep believing that to yourself, keep digesting that to yourself, and keep it in your heart. God's word does not return back to him void. To God be the glory. So in order for us to, we have to keep renewing our faith as well. Just because this happened this time, and then, you know, you might be going through these circumstances right here, and, well, can God do this? And that's when your mind be swaying. Your mind be swaying. First of all, you have to learn that God puts all things in your heart. You might go and you might ask for $1 million home. To God be the glory. I mean, if God says you can have that, then you can have it. But God has to say it first. But like I said, I've never been a materialistic person. To God be the glory. And so when God says that he's going to going to give me something, then I believe in his word. He give me a reason why he's going to give it to me. And it may take a couple years or however, but I still have that faith because God's word does not come back to him void. And I said, God's time is not our time.
Amen.
That we may ask for it. Like I said, we ask for it and we don't need. To God be the glory. We're just asking just to see if God will give it to you. Now, see, that's what I call playing with God. You don't play with God that way. Know what you want when you go into him. Know there's a need for it, whether you be able to help yourself or some, or most importantly, somebody else with whatever you receive. To God be the glory. So, like I said, I trust God. I have faith in him. But whatever he says will come to pass, it will come to pass. So
amen.
Very, very careful. I tell anyone, be very careful. We know specifically what you're asking God for. Know the purpose that it will serve in your life. To God be the good, and all things shall come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And awesome words, women of God. Thank God for you all again. The number to call is 347-945-5416. And if you have any questions, feel free to dial the number 1, and we will answer you immediately. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, as the women of God were speaking, one thing I heard in my spirit was we have to check our agendas and our motives. Why do we ask God for the things we're asking for? Is it for our own selfish pleasures and gain? Is it because our fleshly man is the dominant ruler? Or is it in alignment with his word and his will for our life? And that's one thing we have to check is our heart motives and our agendas. So why do we ask for what we ask for? If you realize little kids, when they're children and teenagers, when they come and ask their parents for things, their parents will say, what do you want it for? For what? You know, glory be to God. It's a test to see where their heart is at and their understanding when they ask for things. Why are you asking for and what is your motive? Glory be to God. So we encourage you, let your reasons for why you're asking for things by faith be according to God's will for your life, whether individually or corporately, because he said, seek me first in my kingdom and righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. So glory be to God. As you seek the Lord and his kingdom and his righteousness, hallelujah, all these things will be added unto you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to take you all. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24. Amen. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, capital G. See, Jesus was wise, and he had an understanding that we can try to have faith in the trees. We can try to have faith in human beings. We can try to have faith in what the TV people are saying. We can try to have faith in the chakra, the Quran, or whatever it is. But as the scripture said, having eyes, they cannot see. Having ears, they cannot hear. Glory be to God. The only one that can respond to us and meet the needs and do the possible, make things possible where we have crises or impossibilities in the natural and are limited on purpose, for God's purpose, is God. God, capital G, is the only one that can meet the need. Amen. Have faith in God. When we have faith in things that's not God, we get no response back. There is no answering back. Glory be to God. Because, again, they're not our creator. They did not create us. Glory be to God. And they cannot fix what we've messed up. Glory be to God. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. See, God is a God that when he says something, he's not like man. He doesn't say one thing, and then the next minute he forgets, or the next minute, oh, he doesn't follow through or come through on his promise. God is not like that. When God says something, you can take that to the bank. You can take it down 10 years later. Even if you don't see it when you expected or thought it should have came, God is still saying, I still got you. Amen. Verse 24,
amen.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Again, shall is meaning guaranteed. There's no such thing as ye is. There's no such thing as it's going to be pending. No, this is not a bank account. This is God, capital G, talking to us, saying ye shall have them. It's a guarantee. He's not like a check. He's not saying it's going to bounce on us. No, this is not going to happen. If God said it, ye shall have it. If we believe now, it's a two-way street. We have to believe and we're praying. Look, let's go back to verse 23, glory be to God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is your mountain? Let's replace mountain right quick. Let's put some things there. That whosoever shall say unto this lion spirit, glory be to God. What are we operating in, too, that needs to be removed by faith? Whosoever shall say unto this pedophile spirit, or this tormenting spirit, this self-inflicted spirit, whosoever shall say unto doubt, whosoever shall say unto fear, whosoever shall say unto insomnia, restlessness, whatever it is, cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, whatever it is, whatever the mountain is, we encourage you, if you speak to that and you believe it and you say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in your heart, but you shall believe that those things which you say, they shall come to pass. My question to you is, do you believe? Glory be to God. Let's go to Luke. For Luke 1:37 says, for with God no thing shall be impossible. Glory be to God. See, with man, things are impossible. With technology, things are impossible. See, all these things fail. That's why they're impossible. But with God, see, God is perfect. Glory be to God. God can go places that technology can't. He can do things that technology can't. You know, when you have with credit cards, things are impossible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, there's limits with everything. With the IRS, things are impossible. According to the government, things are impossible. Glory be to God. According to laws, certain laws, things are impossible. But again, the word of God says, for with who? With God, capital G, nothing shall be impossible. Glory be to God. If you desire to have that trophy, it shall be according to your faith possible. Glory be to God. Do you believe? If you desire to start that ministry, it shall be possible with God. Hallelujah. If you desire to be in the Olympics with God, it shall be possible. If you desire to speak in tongues with God, it shall be possible. If you desire to begin to release the anointing of healing and lay on with hands with God, it shall be possible. We know that family members and people that are supposed to be your friends, and even sometimes the teachers or people that you look up to, can make you feel like it's impossible. But I am here, and we are here to encourage and tell you that with God, see, God says the opposite, because he said he's not like man. Glory be to God. If he said it, he should perform it. Hallelujah. So for with God, nothing shall be impossible. You desire to publish them books yourself and self-publish them, with God, nothing is impossible. Do you desire to go back and complete those degrees? With God, nothing shall be impossible. I know they say you couldn't have children, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. Glory be to God. I know that you may have been through some things and you've experienced some things, but if you desire to be even healed and restored and delivered, God is saying with him, nothing is impossible. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, the Blog Talk Radio Station number again to dial in is 347-945-5416. And if you have any questions, you are more than welcome to dial the number 1, and we will respond to you immediately. Glory be to God. Prophet Shauna, do you have anything to share on that? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Just to say that, I can't do this, or I'm just like that. I can't stop cussing. I can't stop, and I'm just like that. And right there, you shorten yourself. You're blocking the favor of God. You're blocking things to happen in your life. You have to know that all things are possible with God. There's nothing that we are facing in life that God cannot fix. If we are struggling with our finances, or, you know, managing or balancing, having a balanced budget, If we are, you know, in a situation with our kids, there's nothing that God cannot do, that he can do all things. And I just thank God because we can take whatever it is that we are dealing with, whatever it is that we are facing, and we can take it to God. And we know that he's able to do it. So if we are in a situation with our health, God is able. It's possible with him that he's able to heal us. If we are in a situation with our children, you know, they on Fool's Highway, we can take them to God, and it is possible that he's able to fix it. There's nothing that is too hard for him. And I just thank God because it's by faith that we can take it there and leave it there and walk away and and rest in him that it's being taken care of. And that if it's not taken care of the way we thought, then he's taking care of it in a better way, you know. And I just thank God because, you know, his word says that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways aren't our ways. But if we take it to him with faith and believe that he's able and he will take care of all our needs, even if we're not right on target or right on point, he'll fix it because our heart and our faith was in the right place. So trusting and believing God for all things and everything is essential to our lives, essential to our walk in him and believing. We cannot say we believe and then doubt. We can't say, you know, I know that God is going to do something, then speak against it. You know, I know that God is going to save my husband and then talk against, you know, he ain't going to never get right. Then that's being double-minded. That's not, you know, being truly convinced or persuaded or believed that God is able, and that's not having faith. So I just, again, I just thank God for increasing our faith. If we need more faith, pray. Pray and ask God to increase our faith. Put us in situations where we would have to have our faith stretched and tested. You know, every day, you know, we should be walking out our faith in some area in our lives. And if we're not sure how that is, just pray about it. And God will show up and show you how to operate and how to move in faith and trust and believe him. And I personally know that faith is essential because I was saved on faith. I did not believe. In Christ and Jesus and the church and none of this. So it was a lot of working on with me personally because that's what I was saved on was faith. I had to get in a situation where I had to believe. And it was through trial and error that I got to where I'm at now. Like trial and error that I'm able to take it to God, pray about it, and walk away and leave it alone and not go back and pick it up. Because, you know, you're not going fast enough or I don't really believe that you're going to do it. I trust God. I trust him. And I believe that if it's for me, it will be. If it's so, it shall come to pass. Because like Pastor Mary said, his word will forth to do what it's supposed to do, and it will not come back to him for it. It's not going to return back to him not doing what he sent it forth to do. So I just thank God again that we walk in by faith. And not by sight. Amen.
Amen. That's Mary.
Amen. God be the glory. Prophet Gabrielle, when you were saying about the sick, the God be the glory, so it took me back to 5:15, and it said, the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if we have any committed sins, that they shall be forgiven him. To God be the glory. And it brought back to me when I had cancer, and then I went through the chemo and the radiation as well. Amen. And then it when the time was up, like I took the pills, and then the doctor said, because my doctor said switch, one of them had went back to Virginia, the one that I, you know, that I had went through the chemo with. And he said, after these pills, right, you take these pills, and he said, then you won't have to take any. So this doctor, he turns around, the one that came in, and he turned around and said, well, we're going to put you on a lower dose. I said, oh, no. And he said, why? He said, what, Ms. Pierce? He said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going by the faith of God. I said, I know what God had told me, and I said, that's what I'm going by, no more cancer. And so this went on for almost a whole year, and the cancer did come back, and I was praising God. I will never forget it. And I was just praising God in the church. I was just praising him. And then I felt his hand come and go under my arm, my right arm, and that's the same because I had 11 tendons taken out as well. And when he did that, he pushed it in. I said, God be the glory. And I felt his hand. And then the apostle said that somebody right there just got healed. Somebody right there just got healed from cancer and didn't know they had it. God be the glory. So I claimed it, and I said, no more cancer. No more cancer. When God says, yeah, I believed in it, my faith, it took me through it. I believed that I was going to have no more cancer. Amen? But when it came, God healed me just like that right in the church, and I didn't even know I had it. So it's just like I said, when we have faith and when we have faith in things, and to be honest with you, everything may not come when we want it. Amen?
Amen.
It may not come when we want it. I want to heal today, and I'm commanding it to do this today. God, he may heal it then. He may heal it gradually, or he just, it could go 3 or 4, you know, it's 3 or 4 months or even a year or however, but it's all in his time when he gets ready, when God gets ready for it to be healed. It don't always get healed immediately like that, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. It don't always happen that way, but when God says that it will happen, it will happen. But once again, I have to stress, it don't always mean on our time at all, to God be the glory. So that's something we have to be careful when we are teaching others. He can heal it he can heal it right now. He can, if that's his will to do so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So to God be. So that's why when you said about him healing the sick, and that's what popped up my spirit like that, and I said, well, you know, this is what you want me to say, Father God, because, like I said, people expect everything to be done when they want it to be done, and it don't always happen that way. It's by God's timing. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Again, the number to call in people to the Blog Talk Radio station is 347-945-5416. And if you have any questions, you are more than welcome to dial the number 1, and we will answer you immediately. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Gabrielle, can I say something to what Mary had said?
Yes, amen.
Amen. It's about the healing. It's about, and we always talk about God, you know, being a human. He is. But, sometimes it's our faith, amen, that we have to believe it before it even happens. Speaking it in the atmosphere, speaking it out in the atmosphere that we are healed. And I remember laying in the hospital, hallelujah, laying in the hospital, and I was sick, and I woke up out of a semi, you know, not quite a deep coma, but I woke up, and I said, Lord, I said, I don't know when, but I know I'm going to be all right. And then
Amen.
I slept for like a day, you know, and I
Amen.
Slept for 3 days. Nobody, no doctors or anything. So God is, you know, he's faithful, and since I spoke it, I believed it, he performed it. Amen.
Okay, we have a bell call, a caller calling in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, hello. Amen. This is Apostle Dupree. How y'all doing? Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to respond to give a think back on what Pastor Mary was. So I actually what y'all talking about right now, as far as the timing. So sometimes, like I said, some things happen instantly, and some things. Sometimes faith, it does, the thing you believe in God for may take time. And we have to understand, if everything happens instantly, where is the workout for your faith?
Amen,
you know?
Amen.
Just like, you know, if you're working out on 20 pounds and you're able to do 50, if you do 20 pounds on a turn, you're not really building the way you need to build. Because it's not a challenge. But it's not really a challenge because you're not growing because it's not a challenge. Your faith needs to be challenged. And this is why God allows things to take time to move, because, two, we need to learn how to exercise our faith. If everything came easy, we would never really appreciate our faith. We would never appreciate the power of God. We would never appreciate how God moves, you know, in those instant times, because, you know, we never had no challenge, you know, with why sweat? You know, we never knew how it felt to be challenged. And so God allows us to have those challenging moments that we had. That's why the scripture says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, he not only want to reward you to where things happen on the instant, but he want to also reward you in your diligence of your faith as well, to where you be able to see your faith moving and chopping like a tree. You chop, 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 chop. Eventually, it's going to have to come down because you're working your faith. You know, so the thing is the same thing with our faith. He wants us to begin to exercise and chop at those things and begin to, you know, be very tenacious, be very locked on it. You know, sometimes we give up so easy. You know, and it's very easy when something proposes a challenge to us. If we're not careful, we can just give up. Just like Pastor Mary was saying, if she had cancer, she could have just given up like some people have done. So they heard the name cancer just dropped, just quit. But she didn't do that. Praise be to God, because she's still here. You know, so I thank God. So that's the thing is about faith. You know, it comes by very just different ways, but we have to be able to stand whichever way it's going to come. Either it comes instantly to where something happens instantly, or we get to see it over a period of time. But we have to be willing to stand whichever way it goes. Amen. Just wanted to say that part.
Amen.
Amen. In Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." You know, it's interesting because even when we live a sinful lifestyle, you know, when we was once into that kind of lifestyle, to our own understanding, we used to trust in people or opposite genders. We would give them all of our heart because to our understanding, if we did that, that means they would love us back or they would do whatever we desired or they would be there like we need them to be. And that was not so. That was a lie from the pits of hell, glory be to God, because guess what? We trusted in the wrong people.
Yes. Jesus.
In some things, we were trusting in our exes who were probably insecure like we was, or full of lust like we were, you know, or willing to draw us further away from the Lord instead of pushing us closer to the Lord. And sometimes we trusted in certain family members with all our heart because we've been family since the day we were little. And you know, you my kin, or you my sister, you my cousin, or whatever, whoever they was to you. We messed up out of naive or even ignorance, you know, and we trusted in these people with all our hearts, and look what happened. You know, we got hurt, bitterness came in, anger, rage, and for some, we be real, we even had even more deeper sinful thoughts of murder and hate towards them and just all and grudge to the point where it can cause sickness to come up on your body, illnesses, you know, infirmities and even diseases. So you in the doctor's office. Glory be to God. So this is something that's very powerful. We have to learn how to trust in the Lord, because when we trusted in people and when we trusted in our checks to come through and it didn't fall through with all our heart, or we trusted in a check to go through and it bounced back, you know, or we trusted in this to happen or our income tax to happen and come and the return we got back wasn't what we expected, you know, we tend to get downtrodden and downcast and saddened in our spirit or depressed or selfish, not realizing that our trust should never be in these things, because these things are going to pass away. Even people pass away. But the Lord, what he says in his word, it shall stand, and it's everlasting, it's eternal. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, there's a scripture that says there's a way that seems right or good unto man, but in the end it leads to death. Glory be to God. I always encourage people. I know you think it's a good idea, but is it a God idea? You know, get an understanding. Because just because we might think something is good according to our own understanding, God is sitting there sending warnings saying that is death. Glory be to God. So lean not unto our own understanding. Glory be to God. You know, I've had when trusting in the Lord, I've had people concerning tithes and offering. They believe in doing it other ways, or they try to short circuit God. Or shortcut it by saying, I give unto people, so that's my tithes. I give my tithes like that. But God said in his scripture, 10% of your labor. It's his. It goes directly to him. And they just have this challenge time according to their own understanding. They just make it fit them to where they believe they should only give unto people. Glory be to God. But that leads unto death, because what happens is the enemy now can devour everything they have because they didn't obey what God said in his word. They went and did unto their own understanding. Glory be to God. And they trusted in what they believe with all their hearts. But in their life, they're in debt. They have holes in their pocket. They can't keep $1. They can't even keep a penny in their pocket. Glory be to God. They owe this man here something. They owe that man there something. Glory be to God. And the scripture says, owe no man nothing but love. So thank God for Proverbs 3 and 5. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, the world has been teaching us since we can remember. If you go back to even our upbringing, our parents, you know, they even taught us and family members and people that was in our circle, you know, if you want something, do it on your own. The world teaches us that. You know, go by what you see in the natural. Huh, it's right there. Reach out and get it, or go touch this, or go make it happen. But and when you're in relationship with God and you're kingdom-minded, these things are upside down. God wants to place us on solid ground, which is his word, and put us on our feet, so that we can think and let our minds be transformed and renewed, that as believers, we don't go by what we see in the natural, because these things are temporary and they shall pass. We go by what we don't see. What do you see in the spirit? What is God showing you in the spirit? Glory be to God. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we said this to encourage you all, glory be to God, because in these 6 months here, your latter shall be greater than your former. Glory be to God. And so we wanted to release and encourage you all and stir it up, this atmosphere, and stir in your life and encourage you, push you to walk by faith and not by sight. And as we get ready to close on now, we want to take this time now. If you need to rededicate yourself or give your life to Christ, glory be to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Glory be to God. We encourage you not to let your heart be hardened. Do not allow guilt, shame, or embarrassment to block you or be a hindrance anymore. And don't even receive condemnation, because there is no condemnation to them that love the Lord. Glory be to God. And condemnation is satanic. So we want to encourage you, glory be to God, as we close it on out, just you can flow with us and repeat after us, glory be to God. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you, in my heart, my life is meaningless. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Please, Jesus, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me and come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior today. I need you to be my Father and my friend. I give you my life and ask you to take full control from this moment on. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Again, bless God for you all. Amen. Oh, we have a caller. Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
We have someone hit one. I'm just going to let them in because I don't know. I didn't have time to go in and talk with them, but I'm gonna have them come live. 601.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.
601.
Amen. Yes. I was just calling in for prayer.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Is there anything specific?
Well, for a job and I guess a breakthrough too in my finances.
Amen. Amen. Do you mind? What is your name?
It's Andrea.
Andrea, thank you, Andrea. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Andrea right now in Jesus' name. And Father God,
We thank you for what you're going to do in her life. We speak wisdom, Lord. Begin to cause things to be clear to her, Lord. We speak understanding in the spirit. We command any scales to be removed off of her eyesight in Jesus' name. Lord, begin to reveal things to her on her level where she can comprehend in the spirit. Show her the direction to take. Give her the instructions in Jesus' name. Instructions and direction. Instructions and direction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, calls her to rest in your presence, to be at peace about it all and content, Lord, and calls her to worship and praise you in advance for her job, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for placing her on employment where she needs to be, that she shall have more than enough to meet every need in your son Jesus' name. Father God, give her strategic plans to get wealth in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask for and speak a breakthrough in her life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Breakthrough in her life. And we speak now faith to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you said faith without works is dead. We ask, Lord, that you would give her instructions on works in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That as she asks, we're standing in agreement with her and believing you in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bind up satanic tactics against her that will try to block her or keep her from getting what she needs to be concerning her destiny and your will for her life. In your son Jesus' name, we sign, seal, and deliver it with faith that her latter shall be greater than her former in these 6 months. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you all for your time. Again, Blog Talk Radio Station, Eagles Wings Ministries. We thank God for you all. Have a good evening. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen. Love you all.
Merciful.